Wow, it's good to hear that sound again. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Rehearsal Report. It's Rachel here, and I am all by myself today. I don't have a special guest. I don't have nothing. It's just going to be you and me today, because as you may have noticed, there hasn't been a new episode in a while, and I wanted to take the time and explain to you why that is, and also to tease some of the things that are becoming up. So at the end of every podcast episode, I tell you guys that theater is not an impossible goal and you're not alone in your crazy dreams. And at my heart of hearts, I really do believe that. And the selfish reason that I started this podcast in the first place was because I was feeling really jaded with the theater industry after all we'd been through. And I needed people in my life to remind me that that was true, that this wasn't impossible. We've been through a lot in the last year and a half. I really needed at that time in my life to hear from people who were out there in the world making amazing art in spite of everything. And all the guests I had last season were doing that. I had the absolute time of my life making those episodes and talking with these wonderful people. And all of the kind words of support I had from you guys was just such a great force of positivity in my life. I love making this podcast, but because of some of the things that were going on in my personal life at the time, it was getting harder and harder for me to have these big existential conversations about the theater industry. I won't get too into it because, you know, life's personal, but the long and short of it is when it's hard to get out of bed every day, let alone do your schoolwork, it gets pretty hard to have big conversations about the future of theater education. So there were moments in the last few months where I was really starting to question whether I actually wanted to pursue a career in theater anymore. And looking back on it, I think the whole reason why is because everything from the pandemic to this personal stuff to the larger conversations about anti-racism in theater and reckoning with all of that, I had virtually no stability in my life. And from my perspective, theater just felt so unstable that having any sort of future in that just seemed so impossible. And the reason I'm talking about all of this is because I think it's really important that we as theater artists are honest about the moments where we feel disillusioned with our jobs and our art. I think we get it in our heads sometimes, especially in academia, that we have to love what we do 100% of the time. But you know what? Just because I or you or anyone is exhausted and you don't like making theater in a pandemic, that doesn't mean that you don't deserve to make theater. It doesn't mean that you don't love it enough. It just means that you're tired. I was so, so tired. And I had that thought so many times during the last few months that because I wasn't over the moon happy and feeling lucky and hashtag blessed or whatever, that I was some sort of failure. And it's not a failure. And it's not impossible. And I needed to remember that. And until I could remember that, I didn't feel like I could tell you guys to remember that, you know? But you know what? I have not come this far with 1 year left of my undergrad program to give up on theater just yet. It is now June 2021 as I'm recording this. I am fully vaccinated, which is a huge weight off of my shoulders. I'm on my last summer break possibly ever, and I'm ready to start thinking forward again. And you know what? You know what's going to help me through that existential crisis? I'm going to talk to my theater friends again. And I want to share what we've had to say with all of you because I have the sneaking suspicion that I have not been the only one feeling things as we're starting to return to in-person events, as we start to move forward, as we start to see the anti-racism practices we've been talking about being actually put into play at theaters or not. We've got people making new things right now. Premieres are happening, and I want to share all of that with you because it's a really special moment, I feel like, and I don't want to go through it alone. Let's just say that. So I'm going to be recording and uploading every two-ish weeks now to give myself enough time to give you all the best quality that I can, to make sure that I talk to the best people that I can, and rest assured, I'm going to be back. The Rehearsal Report is back for season two, and I am so excited. If you're still here, thank you for listening. This podcast would not be possible without the people who have listened to it and sent suggestions about who I should talk to and have hyped it up from the very beginning. And I can't wait to share these new episodes with you. So I say this with all the love in my heart. Please, please take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. And thank you so much for always reminding me that theater is not an impossible career path. And none of us are alone in these crazy dreams. I'll talk to you all soon.